There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
It's that time of the year. Your vacation is coming up. You can already hear the beach waves, feel the warm breeze, relax, and think about work. You really, really want it all to work out while you're away. Monday.com gives you and the team that peace of mind. When all work is on one platform and everyone's in sync, things just flow. Wherever you are, tap the banner to go to Monday.com.
The Opinion Line on Cork's 96 FM.
I watched a documentary on Netflix earlier this year on pandemics and where they think pandemics come from and where the next pandemic might come from. And there's a guy in that called Dennis Carroll, who's an expert on the crossover between animal and human with regard to pandemics. And that's a big feature with regard to Earth Day. Irish Doctors for the Environment, Donal O'Cronin. Good morning, Donal.
Good morning, PJ.
That is a very important crossover. I don't know if you've seen that documentary, but that guy, Dennis Carroll, explains really well how we've got to respect the border between us and the animals, or more stuff will come in.
Yes, you're absolutely right, PJ, and thanks for having me on. Really, pandemics and this pandemic in particular, the COVID-19 pandemic, are a result of humankind's inappropriate use of and relationship with nature. Most of the diseases that are emerging at the moment are coming from animals. We have 5 new diseases emerging every year in humans, and any one of these can be the next big one, the next big pandemic. And the vast majority of diseases are coming from animals. You know, all the diseases you think of, HIV, Ebola, Zika, influenza, these all come from animals. And the animals have no interest in hanging around with humans, you know. It's the humans that are going after the animals. The bat doesn't want to spend any time with us, but we're going out, catching the bat, killing it, evicting it from its normal environment. So we're coming into contact with these creatures.
And climate change is causing us to do that, because the cities are in danger of flooding. We're looking for cooler places to live. We're moving nearer to the forests. Some of the forests are burning. So the climate change is damaging the environment. It's causing us to move, and we're moving into their territory, and they're going to cross over.
Absolutely. It's actually been shown in scientific studies that if you have a rainforest, it's a perfectly balanced environment. You've a pyramid, predators and prey. But if you chop down that forest and plant a load of palm trees to get palm oil, you eliminate the normal predators that would catch things, and what you get is you get certain creatures like, say, rats or mosquitoes thriving. And there's nothing to kill these creatures, so guess what? These creatures start spreading disease to the humans who are living nearby, and all you need then is a mutation, and suddenly one of these diseases is the next pandemic. So deforestation is a huge problem, and climate change as well. It's believed that climate change in particular is the cause for an emerging brain disease in Scandinavia, which is spread by ticks. So when we change the temperature in different parts of the world, we allow creatures to thrive in areas that they wouldn't previously have gone near.
You mentioned ticks. Like, we know, for example, and we've spoken at length on this program about Lyme's disease. And we know that Lyme's disease is connected to the ticks, and it would frighten you how much Lyme's disease is actually out there. Are you suggesting, Donald, that climate change could be adding to the spread of Lyme disease?
It could. Certainly, it's believed that this particular type of brain disease is very much down to climate change in Scandinavia. As for Lyme disease in particular, I couldn't say in particular.
But it's a tick-borne disease.
Certainly, this tick-borne virus, they think, has landed in Scandinavia and is getting a foothold because of climate change.
Wow, that is very scary. Very scary. But so the message of Earth Day, in your view, Doctor, is what?
So the message of Earth Day, really, it's such a huge problem. But I think you've got to do what you can do. The question isn't can we solve the environmental crisis, really, but will we? So we have to decide we're going to do that. So I would say for people like us who live in Ireland in a relatively, you know, prosperous country, we need to consume responsibly. Mm. And what responsible consumption really means is less meat, and to consider when we buy anything, is it being sustainably produced? Ingredients like palm oil is produced from palm trees, which are grown typically in chopped down rainforest areas. So look, does your dairy spread in your fridge have palm oil in it? A lot of them do, some of them don't. Mm. And you can look at the ingredients. So I would just look at things like that. What am I buying? Are they chopping down the rainforest to produce this for me? Because each one of us, they estimate that 4 trees are chopped down to feed each average Westerner every year.
Wow.
So if you can look at what you buy, because every euro you spend is a vote for how you want the world to work. So if you consume responsibly, look at what you're buying, less meat, sustainably produced produce, if possible organic, I think that's a good start.
Okay.
And hopefully the government will take the responsibility they need to take, because it needs to be society-wide, top-down.
Okay, we'll leave it there for today, Donal, because I'm not a little bit short of time. Thank you very much. That's Dr. Donal O'Cronin, Irish Doctors for the Environment, just marking Earth Day.
Cork's 96 FM.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic-butter shrimp scampi. Mm. HelloFresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.